This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Friday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast here live from my flagship station, AM860, The Answer in Tampa, Florida, to great radio stations all across America. And we're going to be welcoming some new ones the first part of next week, and a station on a weekend show, too. So we'll get to all that later. But special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now all across America and around the world, too, via the satellite. Plus, all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, our hospital and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And I'm going to toss in there the United States Coast Guard doing a bang-up job keeping America free and safe. And we thank all of them very much for that. Not all our people working on the third watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, and the mechanics keeping things running, the construction workers, the bulk mail centers sorting your mail right now for delivery during the day today. Thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website. Follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch, and on Twitter at Captain's America. All right, well, joining us right now, the professor of politics is back, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge and get rolling. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words under God, our great country, has been founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, the big news tonight is going to be about the border with Mexico. But right now, in your state of California, there's even bigger news. America is facing a health emergency on the streets of L.A. and San Francisco and other big cities in California with diseases that haven't been seen in 100 years, and they're now starting to pop up. And I want you to listen to this short video it is a video. It was from a television show in Los Angeles yesterday on KNBC, but they were talking about diseases that are popping up on the streets that have not been seen in over 100 years in this country.
An infectious disease danger. Two LAPD employees get sick from a bacteria possibly related to trash and rats lingering around homeless encampments. That problem could pose a danger to you as well.
If you've been watching, you know that the NBC4 I-team has been reporting on this problem for months now. And tonight, NBC4's Jane Yamamoto is in downtown L.A. with details about the health risk. Jane?
Chuck and Colleen, we are on Grand and 8th, and people who live out here tell me it's common to see rats near homeless encampments, and now even more concern after two LAPD employees are being treated for a disease that could possibly be connected to the tent cities.
It's something that causes an alarm.
Downtown L.A. resident Bill Sanders reacting to what is unfolding less than a mile away, where cleanup is underway tonight at LAPD's Central Station after two employees became ill. One diagnosed with Salmonella typhi, a bacteria that causes typhoid fever, the other being treated for symptoms of it.
It can lead to things such as, if not treated soon enough, liver failure, kidney failure.
Clinical nurse specialist Alice Benjamin says Salmonella typhi symptoms start with a high fever and gradually get worse.
Wow. Typhoid fever on the streets of L.A.? Holy smokes.
Yeah, it's
really overwhelming, Captain.
You know, it doesn't take very long for that to develop into a plague status either.
Well, exactly right, because of the ever-growing unsanitary conditions as a result of many of these homeless encampments and so forth. You know, Tammy Bruce, who I'm sure a lot of folks out there
are
familiar with. Yes, exactly, yeah. She wrote a great op-ed just yesterday where she talked about what's going on, especially on the streets of Los Angeles, the idea of what are being called football-sized rats.
Yeah.
But also, and this was very important, she brought up the idea that the Department of Public Works has a huge backlog on all of the calls for trash pickup. However, in order to try to clean out these different areas and so forth, it's a long process because people are involved. It's not simply cleaning up piles of trash. They actually have to post notices. They have to take inventory of property and this kind of thing, and it really does slow the process down. But when you're in the middle of what is emerging now as a legitimate public health crisis, you know, in fact, Captain, this is one of the reasons why we have civilization, is to try to combat these kinds of things. And because we're seeing such a mismanagement of this whole entire issue, we're going backwards in time. It's terrible.
Well, it is, and unfortunately, this is what's happening when you have an open sanctuary state, not just a city, but an open sanctuary state, allowing people to come in and remain there that have not been medically checked. They're bringing in diseases with them. They're living in horrid conditions, making it even worse, and people are getting sick. And I would suspect if they really wanted to do some checking, they'll find out the death rates are up too.
Well, exactly right. And also what impacts is that wherever these encampments are and wherever these kinds of situations, these conditions exist, it will affect the surrounding community. Some of those may be supply companies for food preparation and these kinds of things. And so this is a major, major problem. And I remember not all that long ago, Captain, as you know, we love to go out to Angel Stadium here, watch our Angels play.
Right.
But for the longest time, along the Santa Ana River, right near Angel Stadium, there was large amounts of tent cities, basically, homeless encampments. It took the city of Anaheim, as I recall, a long time in the county of Orange to try to get that taken out. And there were needles, trash, smell, all this kind of stuff because this was allowed to continue. Now, obviously, we've got to find real solutions to this. Yeah.
All right. Now, here comes the music coming up in my ear, so you're going to hang on here, and I'll be right back with more folks. But when we come back, we're going to tell you about the president, and he invoked something called the International Emergency Economic Powers Act last night. We're going to tell you what that's going to mean for things that's going to get a little better.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America, Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. We appreciate that. And by the way, this portion of the program is brought to you by your favorite local GEICO agent. Now, GEICO is spelled G-E-I-C-O. You get a great rate with a personal touch. You can ask about insurance, too, for more than just your car or the truck that you're driving, because they'll cover your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your IV, and even your snowmobile, which some of you are still riding around on. And we can even help with your homeowners and renters insurance or your local GEICO insurance agency. Now, all you got to do is either go to the website, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com, or go to your phone book and look up under insurance, GEICO. And if you don't find them that way, then go to the website, GEICO.com, type in your zip code, and you'll find out who your agent is. Or just stay there with the website, and they'll give you a quote for anything it is that you're talking about or thinking about insuring. So there you go, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, G-E-I-C-O, and they are one of the largest insurance companies in the world, the second largest auto insurer here in the United States, and they insure over 21 million drivers, including me. All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, the International Emergency Economic Powers Act has been invoked by the president. He did it last night. And I'm going to just read what this involves. Starting on June 10th, 2019, the United States will impose a 5% tariff on all goods imported from Mexico. Now, if the illegal migration crisis is alleviated through effective actions taken by Mexico to be determined in the sole discretion and judgment of the United States. The tariffs will then be removed. However, if the crisis persists, the tariffs will be raised to 10% on July the 1st, 2019. Similarly, if Mexico has not taken action to dramatically reduce or eliminate the number of illegal aliens crossing its territory into the United States, the tariffs then will be increased to 15% on August the 1st, 2019, to 20% on September the 1st, 2019, and then finally to 25% on October the 1st, 2019. Now, the tariffs will permanently remain at the 25% level unless and until Mexico substantially stops the illegal inflow of aliens coming into the territory. I don't have a single problem with any of that.
Well, no, I don't either, Captain, because I think the president has, of course, tried to get Mexico, tried to enlist the help of the Mexican government. The Mexican government understands this problem. They know that it exists, and they know that there are certain moves that they can make on their side of the border in order to try to improve the situation and thereby improve relations with the United States of America. But if you look at these tariffs, I mean, that's going to start adding up pretty fast. And I don't know, the Mexican government might just conclude at some point that maybe they should just write a check and pay for the wall after all. But, you know, all kidding aside, this is a very serious issue. And again, I think the president feels that the United States is going this alone. And it's important, too, Captain, because the White House statement on this talks about the idea of people who come to this country through the legal admissions process.
They're not the problem.
That's right. And they said they will be allowed easy passage. So this isn't anti-immigrant. It's not anti-seasonal worker. It's not anti-cooperation of any kind. This is about the flow of illegals, which don't just include those who are from Mexico or Guatemala or South America and this kind of Central America, but this is about the ability for very bad actors to cross the border as well from, say, terrorist organizations.
And when they come in legally, they are properly vetted, not only medically, but also criminally, to make sure we're not letting some bad guys in here. But when they come in illegally, like they have been, thousands of them. By the way, night before last, they arrested over 1,000 people that came in east of El Paso over there, somewhere near where the military guys were, where we were talking about, where you could just literally walk across the Rio Grande River.
Right.
They came in over there. They got picked up by immigration, which tells me a big drug shipment went in somewhere else.
Probably so. And this, again, this is just illustrative of this larger issue. And then, Captain, the resources are stretched thin because especially those that are apprehended, that takes a lot of resources to house and care for them and so forth during this whole process.
Well, here's the deal. Over the years, we know Mexico's made massive amounts of money in its dealings with the United States, especially the factories that moved over there, the car manufacturers, the shoe manufacturers, the clothing manufacturers, including blue jeans and shirts and whatnot. And should Mexico choose not to cooperate on reducing the unlawful migration, the sustained imposition of tariffs will produce a massive return of jobs back to American cities and towns because it will no longer be economically feasible for them to be manufacturing products in Mexico, shipping them back to the United States, and then reselling them at the big box stores around the country. They'll have to bring the plants and the jobs back to America. So it's in Mexico's advantage, it's to their advantage to actually do something about this rather than to sit on their hands and play games. And by the way, I thought about this at length last night. I wouldn't be surprised if some of our pals on the left side of the aisle have said something to some of their friends in Mexico about, hey, just kind of slow things up, just kind of delayed a little bit, because we'll be back in power and we'll make it worth your while. I wouldn't be surprised if some of that has transpired.
Well, and it would be a very similar message that we think has gone to places like Iran.
Yep.
Just don't worry, Trump's either going to get impeached or he's going to lose the election, and then we'll give you back all the stuff that he's taken away from you.
Right.
And yeah, exactly. And that's a meddling and so forth, but it's in the best interest of the government of Mexico, because especially in this hemisphere, Captain, it's in everyone's best interest to find good common ground, especially economically with trade and so forth, so that the people in this hemisphere can compete on the same playing field as the Europeans and with the Chinese and so forth. This is very important stuff.
Now, there was another significant story last night. A military judge has freed Navy SEAL Chief Petty Officer Eddie Gallagher in advance of his murder trial. He's free. He's out. He's out of the detention he was in, confined to quarters and this, that, and the other, to be back at home with his wife and his family. And that's a tremendous, tremendous deal. There was some corruption, some monkeying around going on with one of the military judges by the prosecution, as well as one of the witnesses. And that's the reason the judge let Eddie go, because there was, what do they call it, tampering with the people involved.
Well, right, yeah, this also had to do with tracking emails and so forth, and this was not known and so forth, and so this was considered a violation of the process and of the rights of the defendant and so forth, and so he'll have the full trial and the full hearing on this, and we'll find out exactly what the facts are in this.
Yeah, and the UCMJ, the Universal Code of Military Justice, is different than civilian law and the way they go about doing things. So because there's a judge panel that actually makes the decision that takes place, and it's not a group of jurors. It's not a member of your own peers.
Right, exactly. So again, because of this mistreatment of the system and so forth, I think the judge has seen fit to release him for the time
being.
Right.
Now, the other thing is, we've had a situation here in Florida where a federal subpoena was issued demanding all the records of Andrew Gillum, the former Democratic Florida gubernatorial candidate, not only his personal records, but everything pertaining to his campaign records as governor, because when he gave the Democratic Party, wrote them a check for, I believe it was $2 million to help register voters, that raised a whole bunch of red flags.
Well, exactly right. And so, Gillum, of course, has been sort of this rising star, as it were, during the gubernatorial during the gubernatorial race, but of course the entire time he was under investigation for numerous other issues as well. So this
ethics violations for which he paid a fine.
That's right. So this is a just another thing to pile on top of that, of course. And if we find out what else is going on, then it could be a very, very bad day for him politically.
Yeah, and he was the next coming of Barack Obama, because he was black, he was young, he was an attractive candidate, and the women were Google-eyed over him and all that sort of stuff. He came from South Florida, worked his way up into a mayoral position in Tallahassee. By the way, now he's back down in South Florida, which leads everybody to think that he might be considering a U.S. Senate run here in 2020 or maybe beyond. All right, hang on, Kyle. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And hello, Catwoman and Road Dog. Hope you're having a good night. They're telling me about some damage they ran into down there in Texas. Okay, Kathy, it's your turn.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
He could have reached a decision as to whether it was criminal activity, but he had his reasons for not doing it, which he explained, and I'm not going to, you know, argue about those reasons.
Attorney General William Barr sitting down with CBS News and says the former special counsel Robert Mueller could have and should have reached a decision on obstruction in the two-year Russia investigation.
But when he didn't make a decision, the Deputy Attorney General, Rod Rosenstein, and I felt it was necessary for us as the heads of the department to reach that decision.
Now, on his way to Colorado to speak at the U.S. Air Force Academy graduation, the president telling reporters,
"This is all about Russia, Russia, Russia. They don't talk about Russia anymore. Because it turned out to be a hoax. It was all a hoax."
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055. 800-854-1055.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and this portion of the program is brought to you by our friends at the USCCA. That's the United States Concealed Carry Association. What do 350,000 responsibly armed Americans all have in common, you say? Well, they trust the USCCA to be their first line of defense in the aftermath of anything they do in regards to self-defense, because they know that the legal system will not always get it right. The last person standing is the first person the law authorities are going to look at in the event that you have to defend yourself. And defending your life shouldn't cost you everything you own either. So, I want you to go to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. There's a USCCA logo link that's right there. Click on that logo link. Sign up for the free gun a day giveaway. It changes every day at midnight, a different gun given out. And take a look at becoming a member. They've got three different levels of membership. But whichever one you choose, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including some great gear that they have with USCCA and some great training videos, too, to help you out. And the Concealed Carry Magazine, which I just got my new one right now, and it's got quite an article in there about revolvers that are making a comeback, and a whole bunch of different revolvers that are very affordable, as a matter of fact. So go over there, check it out, Concealed Carry Magazine. You're going to love all of that, and there's different savings there, too. The USCCA logo on my website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Okay, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Joe Biden. What do we want to call him here? Sleepy Joe, or
Sleepy
we want to call him Creepy Joe?
Creepy Joe.
By the way, I saw that picture of him, for lack of better words, he wasn't fondling, but it was close. That 10-year-old girl where he crunched down around her, put his hands on her shoulder, and kind of snuck in on her a little bit, called her a good-looking girl. And I'm thinking to myself, you dirty old man.
Well, I mean, yeah, well, we can't even start processing that. It's really...
There's something not right.
Yeah, it really is. And this is not the abnormal for him. There's all kinds of videos of this kind of thing. And it's really sad. And I think people are starting to come to a conclusion, that this isn't just that's old Grandpa Joe, grandfatherly sort of, kind of thing. And Joe Biden has addressed it before publicly. I think that there's a...
I heard him say he was going to stop doing it.
Well, exactly, yeah. And one would think that his closest advisors are probably very vocal about this kind of thing. Even if there's no ill intent, it doesn't play at all.
It's the picture that it illustrates and portrays. Now, if it was one of his own kids, okay, I got no problem with it. But somebody you don't know?
See, that's the thing. And as a dad, and as a parent, you're always aware, and you just don't do that with people's kids. That's
right.
Wrong.
And there were a couple of young kids that were here at the studio yesterday when I was in here yesterday afternoon, my home studio, and they wanted to meet me, and they walked up to me, and they put their hands out. As a matter of fact, there were two little girls, 10 or 11 years old, roughly. They put their hands out, and I shook their hands, and I said, thank you very much, and they gave me a big old handshake, like a guy would shake a guy's hand, and they wanted an autograph. I gave them an autograph and all that stuff. But they were, that's what you do. You don't grab a hold of them and then, geez, never mind. I don't want to get into there. But anyway, there's this book that came out, and in it he talked about lecturing a city on what was good for the Negro.
Right, yes.
Goodness sake.
Yeah, this was an event, I guess, at a city club in Cleveland, Ohio,
uh-huh,
in 1973.
Uh-huh. And it's in a book. It made it to a book.
Right, well, exactly. And what's significant about this, too, is that at that time, Joe Biden, at that time period, was saying he didn't feel responsible, quote, for the sins of my father and grandfather. He said, I feel responsible for what the situation is today, for the sins of my own generation. And he said, and I'll be damned if I feel responsible to pay for what happened 300 years ago. That's a direct quote.
The reparations.
Right, that's right.
Uh-huh.
So, and again, how that will play today will be a little bit different than how it might have played in 1973. But it's going to be very interesting to hear former Vice President Biden address these kinds of things in light of some of the thinking of,
yeah,
of this.
You wait till they get into one of those debates and his buddies start tearing them up, and they're going to.
Well, right. Well, see, because he's so far ahead in the polls overall, that I think all these different Democrat hopefuls, in the midst of trying to retool their campaign, trying to figure out why they can't connect to people, why for some reason...
Well, how about stop trying to be communists and socialists and telling and going off the deep end? How about trying not to do that?
No, I totally agree. Absolutely. But I think that they live in a bubble where they talk about this stuff with their colleagues, and they think maybe they're the new sort of chic thing. But, of course, we know that's all stuff from the ash heap of history.
Okay, now let's talk about the London mayor, Mayor Khan, I believe is his name. And today is actually 3 years since he's been mayor. They're calling it Happy Conniversary over there in London. Now, get this. In 3 years, there's been a significant rise in crime, especially deadly assaults with knives. Way to go, Mayor Khan.
That's right. Knife crime has risen by 52% in London. And, you know, I saw one other headline, 40 knife crimes every day. And we saw this brewing not all that long ago, Captain. And the idea was to ban knives or ban the sale of knives within the city. And I don't know, I guess that means everybody has to use a spork or something, again, the
ballpoint pens.
All sitting aside. The thing is, it's not a knife problem. It's a people problem.
That's right.
And most
of these people using these knives are, of what persuasion?
Well, unfortunately, we've seen so many attacks.
Islamic.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so, again, trying to come up with this notion that it's these knives that are causing all these problems, that's not it. But that, unfortunately, seems to be the liberal mindset of trying to deflect from that what the actual problem is.
Yeah.
And again, it's a hatred problem. It's the problem of the heart.
Yeah. Now, before we run out of time, I want to get right to this one. John Bolton is saying that the Iranian drones, which are flying all around the Middle East right now, and they are, and if you remember right, they cloned one of our drones that they actually stole and wouldn't get back to us. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. The Iranian drones and missiles are a real threat right now all across the Middle East.
Well, sure, and one wonders at what point is Iran going to literally light the fuse to this whole thing, because I think the power is it rests with them on this whole thing. You know, I've said many times, Captain, if the Iranian government, the mullahs, if they really truly wanted to be part of the community of nations and buy airplanes and do commerce and all that kind of stuff, they would be doing that. But what are they doing? They're arming their small boats with these anti-ship missiles. They're being very provocative. They're threatening. They're going to, you know, shut down the Straits of Hormuz.
Yep.
The attacks on the Saudi-flagged tankers seem to go back to them.
Well, those attacks, by the way, were mines.
Yes.
Yeah, they had mined, and by the way, that's a big, huge no-no. They had dropped mines down out there and just let them float in just a little bit below the surface, which is why they struck where they did on those tankers, and that's another reason why they weren't big enough to just sink a ship, but certainly put a hole in the side of it and make you think.
Well, of course. And so, again, it just as Mr. Bolton says, if the Iranians want to negotiate with us, meaning the U.S., this kind of behavior has to stop. It's within the power of the Iranian regime. The president's gone out of his way to say they're not looking for a regime change, but again, if they keep doing what they're doing, threatening our allies, threatening Israel in particular, trying to go down this road, and also now, of course, continue to try to develop nuclear weapons, it's going to be bad.
And again, I'm going to let the cat out of the bag just a little bit here. Come Monday, we're going to be heard in the Los Angeles radio market, Los Angeles, California, which will also coincide over into your turf east of Los Angeles, and also in New Orleans, Louisiana.
All right, the Big Easy.
The Big Easy. We're going to get it easy in the Big Easy, so we're going to get it going there. But anyway, that's all coming on Monday. We're looking forward to all that. So, but on the weekend, you'll be back to do the weekend show with us, and I'm sure we're going to have a lot to talk about. So tell us how to hear your show.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we look forward to talking to you later tonight, as the case may be, Friday night for Saturday morning on a weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. Thanks, Kyle.
Looking forward to it, Captain.
All righty. And Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and it is a Friday morning, last day of the week for those of you that get the show Monday through Friday. This is our final show for the week, and when we come back on Monday, lots of fun and games. I'm sure there's going to be a lot of talking head stuff going on over the weekend that we'll be right on top of. And by the way, Catwoman and Road Dog, I'm going to get to what you just sent me there when we come back with the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, because they were telling me about tornado damage where they saw it, and there were more tornadoes jumping around again yesterday. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Oh, these pains. My neck, my back, shoulders. I've got to get some relief.
Stress from everyday life, past injuries, or surgeries can cause inflammation that leads to pain, but you don't want to take another pill.
There's an easier, healthier way, right?
Yes, with hot or cold therapy products at sunshine-pillows.com.
Pillows? For my aches and pains?
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows, plus travel pillows. Pillows, microwavable body heating wraps, and more. It's all available to you online.
Finally, stress relief with no drugs.
Right, and now you can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off. Just use this promo code, SAVE30, when you click sunshine-pillows.com. Save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Use promo code SAVE30, sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on. Big wheels rolling, gotta keep them going. Big wheels rolling, moving on. The white line is
is the lifeline to a nation. And men like Will and Sonny make it move. Living like a gypsy, always on the go, doing what they best know how to do. Jamming gears has got to be a fever, 'cause men become addicted to the grind. It takes a special breed to be a truck driving man, and a steady hand to pull that load behind. Big wheels rolling, big wheels rolling, moving on.
Alrighty, that's Merle Haggard and the original Big Wheels Rollin'. Moving on, the song from the hit television show years ago, Will and Sonny out there, two independent truckers trying to make a go of it on television, and that was quite a program to watch there and see the real-life exploits, and it was pretty close to being real life of what it was really like with the truckers. All right, well, this portion of the program is brought to you by your favorite Pilot and Flying J Truck Stop. Remember, stop by. They've changed some of the things they've been doing. Things are a lot better there, especially at the Flying J with the food they've got there now, the restaurants that are in there, and a lot of amenities they didn't have before they got now, including some of the pilots. So when you stop by, tell them the captain sent you. Tell them you were listening to me on the radio, and maybe you'll get a free cup of coffee out of it. I understand that they did do that the other night at a couple of the pilots right here not very far away from me. Now, Catwoman and Road Dog said hello from Marion, Illinois. They said, yes, there was tornado damage in Canton, Texas. They were down in that area. They pulled over because of the storms that were coming through the other night, and it's probably a good thing they did because I was watching some of the damage down there, and they said there in Canton it was damaged. They got a flea market that's there, and even though there was some damage to the flea market, they were still lining up yesterday to sell their wares, and yeah, of course they will, the old flea marketeer. There's not much going to stop them, kiddo. And I hear you. All righty. Now, I got to get to Texas right away here and tell you that there is possibly a tornado looming right on the Mexican border, south of Eagle Pass and southwest of Cotula. There's a severe thunderstorm that's come in from Mexico, and there's some storms up ahead of it that are in the Pearsall area, headed in the general direction of Karnes City and San Antonio, and there's flood warnings, flood advisories up in front of this severe thunderstorm that's coming up behind it, and I'm looking at it right now on the weather map, and it's not a tornado watch yet. But it could be at any time. So there in the Austin-San Antonio listing area, please pay attention. Please keep your weather radios turned on so that you don't get caught out there in that stuff. Again, it's worse at night with the severe thunderstorms that become tornadoes. You can't see them. Can't see them. You can't see the twisters coming at you like you can in the daytime, and you can try to plan how to get out of the way a little bit better. Now, severe thunderstorm threats will be split on Friday as cold fronts from two separate low-pressure systems cross the upper Midwest and Great Lakes and Southeast. Now, damaging straight-line winds and large hail will be the main severe thunderstorm impacts, but a few isolated tornadoes can't be ruled out. Now, the tornadoes are going to be right along the edge of the front where the hot air meets the cold air. Of course, you know that anyway. And the low relative humidity and below normal rainfall and continued elevated fire weather conditions continue out in the are in the parts of the southeast. The lower part of Georgia has had a fire warning and watch. They did have a fire. I think it's being brought under control in the Ocala National Forest. It had grown to 500 acres. I was watching the aircraft footage of it yesterday, but I think they were pretty much bringing it under control. But that could be very tricky, too, when it gets very dry, especially if you get a thunderstorm come in with lightning, and that's all it takes to start something up. But let's take a look at what it's doing right now. Now, I'm going to start with the colder weather, which is in the northern part of Michigan and the Upper Peninsula, as well as northern Michigan itself, where you've got freeze and frost warnings again tonight up there in the middle of hardcore apple and fruit country up there. So we hope the buds haven't sprung out yet, which if they have, this could be one of those nights where you could get some damage to them. You've also got some rain scattered showers in the upper northern western part of Indiana tonight, across the central part of Illinois, scattered showers. You've got scattered showers again in Iowa right along the river, which does not help because we've had flood watches and warnings downriver as far down south as Memphis now. And, of course, the levees are, the water's like right up to the top of the levees, and there's a damage that the water could bust through some of those levees, and if it does, then you really got a mess coming up. But staying up in the north, Montana, you've got two areas of rain, one around Billings, another one up there around Bozeman and Helena. So two big solid areas of rain right now, and you got some scattered rain, I-80 east coming out of Reno, out towards Winnemucca and the Utah state line. And I just told you about down there in southern Texas coming off the Mexican border, down there around Cotula and Pearsall, where the thunderstorms that seem to be moving towards the east-northeast, and they may skirt the San Antonio area in about an hour or so. We'll see. You've got some scattered rain up in Oklahoma tonight, across the central and eastern part of Oklahoma. I-40, you're getting some rain there. Some scattered rain in Kansas tonight, mostly southern Kansas. You've got some fog, of all things, up around Kansas City tonight, as well as some high water on the Missouri River over there. So be advised, you've got water headed downstreams that is probably going to create a problem for you. Got some high winds in the mountains of West Virginia off to the west, northwest, and the eastern part of Kentucky. Again, some high winds blowing around tonight. And that's about it at the moment. Really hotter than a firecracker all across the south for the most part. Temperatures again today are going to be, the heat indexes are going to be up around 100 degrees here in the southwestern part of Florida where I'm at. And they will be warmer than that in South Georgia, as you well know. Now, again, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, brought to you now by Pilot and Flying J. And it's not your normal Pilot or Flying J anymore, because you could find an Arby's, a Chester's Chicken, a Dairy Queen, a Denny's restaurant, a McDonald's, a Pizza Hut, Subway, Taco Bell, Wendy's, a Huddle House restaurant, or Moe's Southwest Grill popping up in any one of the Flying J's or the Pilots that are out there, the bigger Pilots. And, of course, up in New York, Indiana, New Hampshire, you're starting to see Dunkin' Donuts there, too. And remember, Dunkin' Donuts has a light sandwich menu, too. And I've, matter of fact, I'm making myself hungry, because on the way home, a lot of times I'll stop by the Dunkin' Donuts just before I get to where I live and pick up one of their breakfast sandwiches with their hash browns and a great iced cup of vanilla iced coffee, which is making me hungry right now. But anyway, they got parking, they got cat scales, they got Transflow Express travel documents for your permits that you need to get, trip packs, truck washes, audiobook rentals, payphones, high-speed internet kiosks, ATMs, Western Union, check cashing, public laundry, showers, game rooms, wireless internet access, and lounges with big-screen televisions for professional drivers are just about in every Flying J and just about in most of the bigger Pilots. And they've done a lot of remodeling, and telling you, things are looking pretty good, pretty good. And we've got several, let's see, there's three or four right around me, and I've been getting around, and I've been doing a little driving and saying howdy to the people working there. But to our friends up in Georgia, up there at the Pilot around Valdosta, we want to say howdy to you guys, and thanks for turning on the radio so people can hear us up there. And again, if you go in there and tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I've been telling about the Pilot, you just might get a free cup of coffee out of the deal. Alrighty, coming back with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor, right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, live from Tampa, Florida.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.